Your SEO mentor, Garrett Pearson, is pleased to bring you totally awesome SEO and social marketing content direct from the all-new feature-rich YourSEOMentor.com. Learn it. Love it. Do it.
Hello, everyone. Garrett Pearson here, and I am here with Alejandro Reyes. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me on your show.
No problem. It's a pleasure. Just want to tell everybody I'm so excited to have you and just to talk with you for a little while. I've been totally impressed with you and what you do, and I think of you as the master connector and relationship builder. That's kind of what I call you. And one thing that's impressed me about you, Alejandro, is that you're not afraid of anything. Would you agree with that?
Wow, you're reading my mail.
You're just not afraid. You love to connect with people, and I think that's so powerful. And we'll get in some of the questions I'm going to be asking you today. We'll get into a little bit more of that. But a little bit more about Alejandro. He is a social media marketing consultant, entrepreneur, blogger, connector, speaker. You know, he's a family man. He's got a little girl, 4 months old. Is that right?
Yep, little baby Sadie.
Awesome. And he runs successfool.com. And for all of those listening at iTunes or anywhere else, just go over to yourseomentor.com, search for the Alejandro Reyes interview, and you can get all the links to all of his stuff. Successful.com, it's a blog for entrepreneurs and internet marketers on understanding how to use social media to better connect with the audience. And it's just an awesome, awesome blog. You guys all need to get over there and check it out. And one thing that Alejandro helps people with is he helps them become rock stars online. Isn't that right, Alejandro?
Yeah, man. Got to get the exposure. Become famous online.
Awesome. So everybody get over to successfool.com, check out his blog, check out what he can do for you. And let's just start out with a very basic question, Alejandro. Tell us a little bit more about yourself for those that might not know you, your background in, the social media industry, your family, your hobbies, anything else you want to talk about.
Awesome, man. Well, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version, and you've been on a lot of the live shows that I do, and I love to talk, and so we can sit here for hours and just chat. But, the Reader's Digest version is 10 years ago, I got into entrepreneurship when I was 17 years old, and I couldn't believe that more people were not, entrepreneurs. I couldn't understand why my parents were working two jobs, and so I became very passionate about, finding out more about this entrepreneurship. I came to realize that it's not a French chip. So I ended up, really going out there in this direct sales offline marketing industry about 10 years ago. I didn't know much about the internet. I was a young kid. And to be honest with you, we really couldn't even afford, we didn't have a computer, couldn't even afford internet access or anything like that. So I really started to read books, Think and Grow Rich, and How to Win Friends and Influence People. I just was on this journey of just real, wanting to become an entrepreneur, and not only that, but teaching other people to have a better lifestyle. So I got really excited about that. A company that I was with, Garrett, ended up folding, and so I ended up getting into the mortgage industry, and because, 5 years ago, it was great. It was hot. Everybody was making money. If you walked outside and you said you're a mortgage officer, you were making good money. And so as the industry started to shift when I was working for the biggest bank in the world, I started to see the industry kind of out of eagle's eye vision. And I saw it, heading, down, and I knew it was going to go into a slump. I didn't know how bad it was going to get. And so I ended up meeting a friend, and you talked about me being a connector and building relationships. I had a friend of mine that I had talked to in 2005 that I hadn't talked to in probably about 4 or 5 years. And he was really busy at the time, but he told me about a friend of his that was making, 6 figures a month, not a year, a month, and that I had to connect with him because he was another young guy. And a gentleman was named by the name of Russell Brunson. So long story short, I ended up connecting with Russell Brunson at the end of 2005, and he invited me out to a live event. And I learned a lot about SEO that weekend. I started connecting with people. So I really got interested and intrigued with SEO. And what I knew was what they taught me. I didn't understand the theory behind it. I just did what they taught me. And 2006, we did six figures, my first year online. And I haven't looked back since, man. And it's been really fun. So what I've done since then is really try to understand the theory of SEO, understand, you know, how it applies to, you know, to different sites. And, you know, so I study it. I ask a lot of questions. I try to play dumb so people will give me their insights. And so I teach people how to get traffic. But since social media started really coming to the scene, it's been really good for SEO purposes, as you know, probably a lot more than I do. I've become very addicted to the technologies and social media. Why? Because it's enabled me to very quickly connect and build relationships and network with people online. The SEO side of it has just been a real big cherry on the top. So that's kind of how I, you know, the evolution of Alejandro Reyes. We launched the blog on April Fool's Day, and it's been very, very fun since then, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Awesome. Sounds great. Now, your story is very interesting, and you kind of talk about the and have on your blog the zero to hero. And why don't you tell us a little bit more about that and how you became successful and how you became successful?
when I first started my blog, you know, I said, you know, why, I said, read Successful, my site, spelled out F-O-O-L, be successful, you know, F-U-L. So that was kind of a play on words that I thought I was going to use. I don't think I really used it. But, you know, I love that you asked that question. It's a very, very important thing for entrepreneurs. I don't care if you're an SEO or a social media person. You know, people online need to understand, it's a phenomenal question, that stories are absolutely important. You know, Seth Godin talked about in his book, Meatball Sunday, said people are looking for an authentic story. And there's certain things, I'm sure you can attest to this, Garrett, where certain things you hear and you're like, wow, that, you know, you hear a lot of things throughout the day. Those are like appetizers, but you hear some stuff and you're like, man, that's like some tri-tip right there. I gotta chew on that for a bit. And so I started to think about that, and I started to think about Oprah Winfrey, all that she's done over the last, I think, 20 plus years that she's been doing what she's doing, become one of the most influential people in the world. Is all she's done is she's brought a bunch of stories to life, the transparent, real, authentic stories, Monday through Friday, of people's lives. And what happens is people in America and the world are inspired, they're motivated, they can associate with that, and that is kind of her secret to success. And so I said, you know, I got to really be who I am. And I told you, you know, Alejandro, the evolution was 10 years in the making, and that's my story, but it wasn't always great. You know, I had a lot of failures. I failed a ton. And I like to say that I sucked at a lot of things. And I tried to be someone that I was not. And so a friend of mine, the name of Gary Zaleski, who wrote a book on passion, and he has a book called The Passion-Centered Professional, you know, told me, he said, you know what, you got to find out what you're most passionate about and figure out a way to go out there and get paid to do it. And the more I thought about it, the more I asked my close friends, I asked my wife, what is something that, who am I? Who do you think that I am? And he told me, you're a people person. You're a people person. You connect with people. You connect others. You build relationships. You're a communicator. And I started to take all of this and combine it to, you know, for this blog of mine, that I was just going to say, you know, I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to be real. I'm going to talk about my life. I'm going to talk about my daughter. I'm going to talk about things I struggle with. And it became successful. And the reason it was successful was the fact that, you know, when I was growing up, a lot of my teachers, you know, used to tell me, man, you're such a fool. You know, you just act a fool. You're the class clown. Why do you always have to be a fool? My mom, you know, jokingly would always say, you're a fool. So that always stuck with me. And success, I had success in there because, you know, obviously I wanted to become successful. And so it was kind of a play on words. But, you know, the whole thing about a fool is sometimes an entrepreneur, Garrett, has to look foolish to their family, to the rest of the world in order to succeed. And I can prove that because, you know, 97% of the people out there do not succeed offline or online. So in order to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to sometimes do things, you know, out of the ordinary, something kind of different or against the grain to be successful online or offline.
Awesome, awesome, Alejandro. That's what I love about you. You just got so much passion, and I love that. And that's what I want to talk about next. You talk a lot about passion, and you know, last night on your live video at successfool.tv, and everybody needs to go check that out. When are you usually live?
We do about 3 to 4 random ones a week, and then we have a live scheduled one. It became a featured show on Ustream.tv, and it's on Thursday nights at 7 p.m., which I'm actually going to be switching that to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time within the next couple of weeks. So by the time people listen to this, I'll probably be at 6 p.m. Pacific Time at Successful TV.
Okay, awesome. And last night you were on with, you'd already talked about him just a minute ago, but Gary Zaleski, and you know, you guys were talking about passion, but why don't you give us a little bit more information about why passion is so important to being successful?
Passion is everything, man. It really is. And what I mean by passion, I'm not talking about someone that's a 17-year-old kid on American Idol that can't sing. And you and I, Garrett, know that they probably can't sing. And that's passions, plural. A passion, I believe, is that God-given talent. There's an old proverb that says, you know, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. I really believe, and this is a personal belief, that we have something inside of us that's very, very special, greatness, that if we tap into it, you know, we can really elevate ourselves to another level and another position in life. But what happens is growing up, they tell you, you know what, get good grades so that you can go to college, and get good grades in college so that you can get a job, and hopefully you work 40 years. And they tell you that as if, and they say this, you know, so that you can have something to fall back on, as if you were going to fail in the first place. And, you know, growing up, you know, I used to tell people all the time, I want to be famous, and I want to be like Michael Jackson, not in the negative way, but I wanted to be on stage. I wanted to be, and that was my dream growing up. I couldn't, you know, play baseball. I wasn't the best singer. But what I did love doing was acting. And that's why I do my shows. And so there's a lot of people that have, things inside of them growing up. Randy Posh, I believe his name is, when he was growing up, he wanted to work for Disney. He wanted to play for the Steelers. And these were passions of his. These were something that he was very passionate about. And in the last lecture, you know, he ended up passing away, I think, a few weeks ago. But he ended up fulfilling those later on in life. I believe too many people have buried their passion because of whatever reason, because of the positions that they put themselves, the choices that they make, or what life has dealt their way. And I believe because I've seen it not only in my life, but some of the people that I coach with, I've seen their lives completely, their marriages, their income start to shift because they've tapped into that passion. And, passion is a very, very interesting thing. And it's a journey. A lot of people really get so excited about the end product where they don't like to go through the process of finding out their passion. And they give up. They give up so easily. But I'm on a mission, man, to really help people bring that passion to life. Not only that, but figure out a way to include that into their lives, to their business, and maybe, if it's the right type of passion, to figure out a way to get paid to do what they're passionate about, because I've done that myself.
Awesome. Awesome. And I totally agree with you. It's all about doing what you love. And you know, when you do that, a majority of the time it ends up you're helping somebody, you know, and you're helping somebody else, and that's what's fun. So Alejandro, if you could give one gold nugget of advice to, you know, a newbie or a new entrepreneur when they're coming into social media marketing or starting a business, what would it be?
You know, it goes back to that passion. You know, figure out your story. You've got to know your story, and you've got to be comfortable and confident with who you are. Because the thing about social media has been very interesting. With Web 1.0, was read only. It was, you know, people could stand behind a computer and you know, there wasn't, you know, communication wasn't as fast and it wasn't as widespread. And so now with social media, it's like a magnifying glass. It's like that movie, The Truman Show. People are following your life. And so you have to be real, because what ends up happening is if you're not who you are, people will eventually start to figure out. So if you can really tap into to that story before you really go out there and start doing anything, I think that would be the first thing from a mindset, from a an offline type of thing with yourself. But when it comes to social media, the first thing I always tell people to do is really listen. And because so many people jump into social media and join these conversations, and they don't even know what's going on. It's like an offline social networking mixer where someone comes to a party and they're interrupting all these other conversations talking about themselves, where the smart person would strategically listen to specific conversations and choose based off of commonality and like mind to join the right conversations. And you don't see me on Twitter, you know, talking to programmers. I'm not going to go in and jump into this conversation because it's completely irrelevant to what I'm up to. Yes, I might need a programmer to outsource, but to carry on a conversation, I'm going to look like a dork. And so I would say, you know, from an offline, from yourself, you know, figure out that story, you know, revolve it around your passion. And when it comes to online and social media, I would say, you know, the biggest key to success is really just listening to people and what they're saying. And what you get out of it, Garrett, is you get R&D, you get research, you get ahead of the pulse, you get insider information on your peers, the influencers in your industry, as well as your potential customers and clients in the future. So it's really cool to just go out there and listen.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's great advice and great tips there. In your opinion, Alejandro, what's the most exciting trend in online marketing and social media and these industries today?
I say two. Fast. That is you know, anything that's fast, that's, I believe, where we're going. So, you know, I think it comes as what's fast. People want information very fast. But the two kind of industries that I would see in social media are huge and just going to get bigger is video. Video is becoming, it's just getting bigger. They say it was estimated that 50% of Americans would watch at least one video this year. Forrester Research did a survey with 100,000 people in America and ask them, you know, do they read blogs? Do they chat? Do they get on forums? Do they subscribe to RSS? Do they watch videos? 29% of people said they've watched videos, and it was more than any other thing in social media out there. So video is just going to get bigger. Now, live streaming is kind of getting bigger as well. So I would say anything that has to do with video is great. I'm actually completely revamping my blog, going more towards a video blog and just, you know, for SEO purposes, writing some hot, you know, tips or the bullet points of that post. So video, in my opinion, is absolutely ridiculous, and it's just going to continue to get big. And to add to that, I would say mobile marketing. And what I mean by mobile marketing is with the iPhone, it really revolutionized the industry. People are now streaming from their cell phones, putting them on you know, sites like 12seconds, .tv, as well as Quick, QIK.com, and Flixwagon.com. And, you know, mobile marketing is becoming really, really big as well. And you'll start to see companies come out with, you know, autoresponders for mobile marketing. And so I would say video first, and we're going to start transitioning really into mobile marketing, which those can kind of go hand in hand. So those are some predictions based on the trends that I see in the you know, the upward, you know, that graph. That's kind of what I see what's happening with online media.
Awesome. What's your favorite social media site online and why?
My favorite social media site right now is Twitter. Twitter, because it gives you the ability to connect with people very, very quickly. And you know, I've connected with so many people. I've connected with folks like Guy Kawasaki, you know, Robert Scoble, people that I've looked up to, Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, just so many people that, you know, the owners and the vice presidents and the COOs of one of my favorite shoe stores from years ago, Zappos.com. And it, you know, it just gives me the opportunity to connect with people and build an audience so fast. And the reason I love it so much and the reason I love social media, and this is something you've got to write down, is email deliverability is starting to really shift. You know, people are starting to spend a lot of time and on these social media sites. And so when you have a bunch of followers on a site like Twitter or even a lot of friends on Facebook, you can get messages out to them with a click, you know, with just, you know, 140 characters. Because of email delivery being as bad as it used to be, I think the trend is going online. So a site like Twitter, you can really build a presence online and build a huge fan base very, very quickly if you do it the right way. So I'd say Twitter.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'd say about 90% of the people that I've interviewed and talked to agree with you. That's one of my favorite as well. So, you know, I know you're going to probably leave some people out, but, you know, who are some of your favorite people in the online marketing and social media industry that you continually follow online that, you know, that just blow your mind with the content and the valuable content that they give you?
For technology, for news, one of the first sites I look at every day, I read a bunch of blogs every day. One of the first sites that I look at every day is TechCrunch.com. It's just so awesome because they pump out so much content. They're kind of they're like the first to really hear news about new companies, new technologies. They provide a lot of alpha or beta invites, when a new technology is coming out in social media. So Michael Arrington's doing such a phenomenal job with that blog. I love it. TechCrunch is tremendous. A couple other people, Gary Vaynerchuk of GaryVaynerchuk.com or Wine Library TV, just doing some awesome, awesome things. You know, really, you know, that's really to the fullest what your passion can do for your business. I mean, he took his family's business from a $4 million company to a $50 or $60 million company in a matter of 24 to 36 months using social media. Chris Brogan, Robert Scoble, Guy Kawasaki, and those are probably the people that I like to follow. If it's social media, I like to follow the early adopters, people that have been doing this for a while. So hopefully, whatever your niche or industry is, hopefully you're following the influences, the first people, not the people necessarily that's talking the most or the person that might have the most followers, but the people that you know and that everybody's talking about, hey, that's an early adopter. So the people that are really the ones that shape social media, those are the people that I follow. I don't really follow people because I'm also in the internet marketing industry. I really don't follow anybody in that industry when it comes to social media because they kind of get secondhand information. So I like to go to the horse's mouth and figure out at the top what's going on with the industry.
Awesome. Great. Some great tips there again from Alejandro. Thank you. Finally, you know, if my listeners or those that are reading the transcript at my blog would like to find out more about you and your services online, where should they go?
Successful.com is the best way. I don't promote any affiliate links like a lot of people do. If I ever promote something or share something, it's because I think the service or whatever it is great. Successful.com is probably the best place to go. I have a show, like I said, every Thursday night at successful.tv, and I also run a coaching program called socialmarketingrockstars.com. So that's kind of the best place. I'm very accessible. You can contact me. I usually get back to people within 24 to 48 hours. I love talking on the phone with people. So if you ever have any questions for those that are listening or reading, definitely contact me. I'd love to chat with you, see if I can help you find your passion and take it online.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alejandro, for taking time out of your busy day to talk with me and share some wonderful tips and valuable content. You're the master connector, the relationship builder. It's just been a pleasure to follow you and to learn from you. I've since you started your live streaming, I think I was there from the start, and I've enjoyed it. Your random ones, your fun ones when we do the name that tune, and it's just been really fun, and through you I've connected with a lot of people, and they, you and them have helped me build my business, and it's just a wonderful thing. To all those, go check out successfool.com and check out Alejandro. He's the bomb, and thank you again for being with me.
Thank you, and I appreciate you folks for listening and chiming in. Shows that you're very serious about your businesses, and it just goes to show who you guys are. But thanks so much, Garrett. I appreciate you for all that you do, and you rock, man. Thanks for having me.